Yesterday USA, I'm Tom Hunter. Rabbit Tracks, show number 45, is dedicated to the memory of Bouncer Bunny. Tom and Debbie Hunter and all the bunnies present The Comic, The Strange, and The Unusual. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Bo.
Oh, hi, Sam. Where were you all week? I haven't seen you around.
I went up to Michigan to visit Denny Nichols.
Oh, you went to visit Denny, huh? Did you meet his father?
How's that, Bo? Speak up. I can't hear you.
I said, did you meet his father?
That was a joke, Bo.
Oh, you have met his father. So why did you make this trip all the way to visit Denny Nichols?
He told me a flying saucer landed in his yard.
A flying saucer landed in Denny's yard? Tell me more.
You know, I've never seen a WBC myself, and I've always wanted to.
Oh, you mean a craft from the worlds beyond. I know, you're crazy about the subject.
He says he woke up one morning and is just sitting there, pretty as you please.
Did he say what it looked like?
Oh, yeah. He says it was sort of oblong.
Oh, you mean a cigar-shaped craft?
No, just oblong. And it had two things sticking out the back.
Engines for maneuvering in an atmosphere.
That's what I thought, Bo. And he says there was a big wheel on top.
A simulaceron. That proves it was a craft from the worlds beyond.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I goes all the way to Michigan to have a gander at it.
Well, don't keep me in suspenders. What was it?
It was an upside-down wheelbarrow.
Oh, so why do you look so disappointed? At least it was a real WBC.
I don't get it, Bo. Why was it a WBC?
It was a wheelbarrow craft.
I can't hear you, Bo.
I said it was a WBC, a wheelbarrow craft.
I still can't hear you.
Take your fingers out of your ears.
It's no good. Still can't hear you. See you around, Bo.
Poor Sam. He wanted so much to see a real craft from the worlds beyond. Oh, well, let's hear from the Youpers. And as a big-time announcer, I have to be very careful when I mention the name of this group, because it's not the Youpers, it's da Youpers. Dear Hunter's Widow.
Jumped into his pickup truck and rode away. Not a word was spoken. There was no sweet, sad goodbyes. Those hunters never have too much to say. I wipe away the phony tear that dribbles from my eye as I fight the urge to throw a laughing fit. Made him feel so guilty, it almost made him cry. The truth is, I'm so happy I could. He's gone, he's gone. For 2 weeks at the camp, he said he couldn't take me, and I'm so glad he can't. He said the camp is just for guys, he couldn't take me with, so he left me all alone, and I'm so happy I could. He's gone.
Hoy!
Hello, Muggins. What are you doing in those bib overalls and no shirt?
I'm going to become a gentleman farmer.
You better take one thing at a time.
What?
What I mean is, first you should study farming.
Well, what is there to study? You just plant something, and then when it grows, you pick it and sell it.
So what are you going to plant?
I thought I'd plant bacon. It's going for a pretty high price in the store, you know.
You can't plant bacon.
Sure you can. You crumble it into little pieces and sprinkle it in the furrow.
Wouldn't it be easier to use bacon bits?
Don't be ridiculous. You can't plant bacon bits. If you plant bacon bits, you'll grow bacon bits. I want to grow rashers.
Well, you can't plant strips of bacon either.
Why not? If you cut the strips long enough, you can just lay them in the furrows.
Bacon is meat. You can't plant meat. It comes from pigs.
Oh, that's no problem then. I'll make the furrows bigger and plant pigs.
You can't plant animals.
And why not, Mr. Smarty Pants?
Because they tend to climb out of the holes.
Oh, you mean you can only plant plants?
Yes, you can only plant plants.
Well, I guess that makes sense when you think about it.
I suppose it does.
I'm a thinker, you know.
I know.
I know what you're thinking. I said thinker, not stinker.
You say what you want, and I'll agree with what I want.
You're just trying to disparage me.
What?
I mean discourage me.
Yes, that too.
I know I'll be a tea farmer.
Now that sounds more sensible.
I'll plant tea bags and grow great fields full of tea bag trees.
Shouldn't you maybe hire some experienced help?
Oh, okay, I'll go to the farmer's market.
You haven't grown anything yet. What will you accomplish at the farmer's market?
I was going to buy some farmers to help me.
Oh, my. For you rock music fans, here's Eric Idle with a show called Rock Notes.
Rex Stardust, lead Electric Triangle with Toad the Wet Sprocket, has had to have an elbow removed following their recent successful worldwide tour of Finland. Flamboyant, ambidextrous Rex apparently fell off the back of a motorcycle. Fell off the back of a motorcyclist, most likely, quipped ace drummer Jumbo McClooney on hearing of the accident. Plans are already afoot for a major tour of Iceland. Divorced after only 8 minutes, popular television singing star Charisma changed her mind on the way out of the registry office when she realised she'd married one of the donkeys by mistake. The evening before, in LA's glittering night spot, the Abattoir, she had proposed to drummer Reg Abbott of Blind Drunk, after a whirlwind romance and a knee trembler. But when the hangover lifted, it was Keith Sly of the Donkees who was on her arm in the registry office. Keith, who was too ill to notice, remained unsteady during the short ceremony, and when asked to exchange vows, began to recite names and addresses of people who also used the stuff. Charisma spotted the error as Keith was being carried into the wedding ambulance and became emotionally upset. However, the mistake was soon cleared up and she stayed long enough to consummate their divorce. Dead Monkeys are to split up again, according to their manager, Lefty Goldblatt. They've been in the business now 10 years, 9 as other groups. Originally the Dead Salmon, they became for a while Trout, then Fried Trout, then Poached Trout in a white wine sauce, and finally Herring. Splitting up for nearly a month, they reformed as Red Herring, which became Dead Herring for a while, and then Dead Loss, which reflected the current state of the group. Splitting up again to get their heads together, they reformed a fortnight later as Heads Together, a tight little name which lasted them through a difficult period when their drummer was suspected of suffering from death. It turned out to be only a rumour, and they became Dead Together, then Dead Gear, which led to Dead Donkeys, Lead Donkeys, and the inevitable split-up. After nearly 10 days, they reformed again as Soul Meunier, then Dead Soul, Rock Cod, Turbot, Haddock, Whitebait, The Places, Fish, Bream, Mackerel, Salmon, Poached Salmon in a White Wine Sauce, Salmon Meunier, and Helen Shapiro. This last name, their favourite, had to be dropped following an injunction, and they split up again. When they reformed after a record-breaking 2 days, they ditched the fishy references and became Dead Monkeys, a name which they stuck with for the rest of their careers. Now, a fortnight later, they finally split up. Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
What do you think of Dead Duck?
What do I think of Dead Duck?
Or Lobster.
Or Lobster.
Hi, Mr. Tom.
Hello, Hot Rod.
You want to help me build my rocket ship?
You are going to build a rocket ship?
Yeah, I'm going to fly to the moon.
I don't know if I'm smart enough to build a rocket ship. What have you done so far?
I have the body of the rocket and the engine.
Well, where is this rocket ship of yours?
It's over there in the corner.
I told you I'm not a rocket scientist. That looks like a garbage can to me.
It's galvanized to protect it from the radiation in space.
Oh, I see. And what about the lid?
That's the nose cone.
Well, it's kind of blunt for a nose cone, isn't it? You need something that comes to more of a point.
Well, I wanted to use Mr. Muggins'
hot rod. Don't make fun of Muggins' head. It's not his fault it's that shape.
I was going to say, I wanted to use Mr. Muggins' hat.
Oh, you mean Muggins' dunce cap. He'd never let you play with that. It's his pride and joy. It's all he has to show for 17 years in the third grade.
So what am I going to do for a nose cone?
Oh, go ahead and use the garbage can lid. Once you get above the atmosphere, aerodynamic efficiency ceases to be a factor.
Yeah, I knew that. What about the handle?
Well, that's not a handle. It's an attachment point for the crane to lower the nose cone in place on the rocket.
I'm glad I asked you to help.
Now, where's the engine for your rocket ship?
Why, here.
Those are the pedals from your bicycle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you mean you're going to pedal to the moon?
Well, it gets me all the way to Wobby's house.
You have a point there.
Are you talking about me?
Oh, hello, Muggins. We were just building a rocket ship for Hot Rod to pedal to the moon.
That sounds like a good idea. Can I go?
It seems mighty strange that you should show up after all the work is done, just as I'm ready to blast off.
Well, I was making a pie, and I just wanted to throw the potato peelings in the garbage can.
Oh, what I do now, Mr. Torm?
T-5 and holding. Here's a garbage bag and a shovel, Hot Rod. Do your astronaut's patriotic duty.
I don't think I want to play this game anymore.
While Hot Rod shovels out his rocket, let's listen to a minor hit that Stan Freberg had in 1957. And I understand that Lawrence Welk didn't care very much for this record.
Coming to you once again from the beautiful Aragon Ballroom on Lick Pier at the beautiful Santa Monica Beach, California. We've been getting lots of cards and letters from you folks out there in the television land. And we surely do thank you for all the cards and the letters from you folks out there in the television land. Starting us off tonight is our trio, the Lemon Sisters. And girls, what are you going to sing?
We're going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters You Folks Out There in Television Land.
Lant. An appropriate number. One and two and...
Thank you for all those cards and letters you folks in television land. We wonder where this television land is. Could it be a couple of miles from where Disneyland is? Oh, well, nevertheless, you guys and gals,
what is that noise there? The bubble machine. Turn off just a moment. Hold it just a moment, please. Turn off the bubble machine. Please turn off the bubble. Thank you, Lemon Sisters, for that lovely number. Wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's that man with the deep, deep voice, Larry Looper. Larry, what are you going to sing for us, Larry?
I'm going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters.
I'm sorry that number has been taken.
Well, I'll sing The Funny Old Hills, then.
Good. One, and the two, and... Hold it just a moment. The bubbles don't come till the end of the program. Turn off the bubbles. Thank you, Larry... Thank you, Larry Looper, for that wonderful number. And now I would like to play a short instrumental medley based on the names of girls. One, and two, and... No. No, that's not it. Now here's that young man about town from the brass section, Stony Stone Dwell, to sing Please.
Please, lend your little ears to my plane.
What is the matter with that machine? Here, hit it with your horn. Hit it. Here, stick your mouthpiece in it there. A wonderful, a wonderful... And now, on with the show. Here's our champagne lady, Alice Lean. Alice is going to sing Moonlight and the Shadows. One, and two, and...
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 25 years, my puffing finger is caught in my cheek. Will you give me a hand there, Alice? Here, pull my arm. No, the other arm. Yes, pull it. Pull it. That's it.
Moonlight and shadows, and you in my arms, and a melody in the bamboo tree, my sweet.
Somebody stop the bubble machine. The whole ballroom is lathering up with bubbles. And now I can't see the cameras. Here, let me set the accordion down on the stage. And I'll try and fix that. Bear with us, folks. Just a moment, please. Gee, the time is running out and we haven't even played the polka. Wait a minute, boys. I didn't mean... Hold it, Alice. Don't polka on my accordion. Gee, Dad, it was a Wurlitzer. Hit the theme, boys. And so it's good night from all the champagne. Where's the cameras? There's so many bubbles I can't. And so, friends, we help. The whole ballroom is shoving off the sea.
Sure is a clear night, ain't it, Captain?
Yep, matey. These are the kind of nights when the sea plays tricks on you.
Yeah, I recollect one night off Singapore.
Tricks, I say. Like that mirage off the port bow now.
What?
See it there? Kind of bubbly looking in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gee, if I didn't know better, I'd say it looks like the Aragon Ballroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a catchy chanty you're humming there, Captain. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. It just keeps running through my head.
Well, let's go below and catch a little shut-eye.
Okay.
Help. Help. Wonderful, wonderful. Turn off the bubble machine. Help.
Friends, it's that time of year again. Time to take down the screens and put up the storm windows. Time to patch the driveway and check the roof. And time to stock up on food for the winter. So what are you going to stock up with this time? Have you considered something tasty? Something nutritious, something colorful and fun for the whole family. Have you considered topping off your larder with Zeke's Cranshod Adrovgas? Zeke takes fresh ripe Adrovgas right from the field, but he doesn't just freeze them, he doesn't can them, and he doesn't dry them in the sun. What does he do with those wholesome, delicious adrovgas? He Cranshaws them to seal in that delicious adrovga goodness so you can enjoy it all winter long. Don't take chances with your family's meals this winter. Fill up your refrigerator, your pantry, and your desk drawers with Zeke's Cranshawed Adrovgas. Always remember, if it's good, it's got to be Zeke's.
Thank you. I think a lot of you here today may have seen newspaper pictures of our guest we have with us. She's Miss Sally Kroll of 1213 Knollburn Place. I hope that I pronounced that correctly. That's in Staten Island, Miss Kroll.
Yes.
Hello there.
How do you do?
Miss Kroll, would you hold up the payroll check issued to you by the bank where you work as a teller?
All right. Where till I find it? There.
Well, I don't know why you folks in the audience are reacting. You can't possibly read the amount from down there. Miss Kroll, will you tell the audience how much that check is for?
Well, this check is made out to me, Miss Sally Kroll, 1213 Knollburn.
Well, just the amount, Miss Kroll.
Oh. The check is made out to me in the amount of $65,012,000.
That's better. Now, as I understand it, that's your weekly salary check. Is that right, Miss Kroll?
Well, yes, it's my weekly salary check, all right, but I don't kid myself that I'm worth $65 million and 12 cents a week. Far from it.
Well, would you tell us what is your regular salary, Miss Kroll?
Take-home pay, $65 and 12 cents. You see, there's a mistake was made in the payroll department.
By whom?
By Ernest Cleves. Now, he works the automatic check machine and payroll, and he made a mistake and added a lot of extra zeros to my weekly paycheck.
I believe, Miss Kroll, that you have every right to cash that check, even though a mistake was made.
That's right. I can cash this check any old time I want to, but I'm having more fun showing it around, so I'm going to hold on to it for a while.
And what does Ernest Cleves, the man who made a mistake about the amount of the check, have to say about all that?
Well, he called me last night, told me he felt like a real sap.
Uh-huh.
He asked me to do him a favor and tear up the check.
Are you going to, Miss Kroll?
Well, I'd like to help him out, but I can't throw away $65 million just like that. It's just uneconomical.
Well, do you think the bank will deduct money for Mr. Cleve's salary because of the mistake he made?
Yes. They're going to be deducting $5 a week from his salary.
See, at that rate of payment, it'll take Mr. Cleve's about 13 million weeks to clear up his indebtedness to the bank. That's a long time, isn't it, Mr.
Well, that's his lookout. Maybe he'll pay a little more attention to what he's doing after this.
Tell me what the bank's attitude has been about all this.
Well, I think they'd like me to tear up the check, too.
Have they been nicer to you at the bank recently?
Well, they let me smoke behind the teller's cage now. And they told me it was okay for me to wear an evening gown on the job.
Now, you think the reason they're being so nice to you at the bank may have something to do with the $65 million?
Well, I'm no fool. Mm-hmm. I know there's a reason why they're being so nice to me at the bank lately. Personally, I believe the reason is because the bank's assets total only $64 million.
So if you wanted to be a mean person and cash the check, you could get the bank into trouble.
That's right.
Want to hold up the check once more for our audience?
Sure.
Now, take a good look at it, folks. It's probably more money than most of you earn in 10 years. And thank you for being with us today, Miss Kroll.
And now, here he is, the man who ran the biggest dairy farm in Texas for one season until his butter and cream failed to sprout, Bill Bragg.